All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can call D-Line Tax Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, after reaching the Eastern Conference Finals last year and losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers in 7 games, this time around, the Raptors faced the Cavs in the second round of the playoffs, and they were swept. And you look at this series, I mean, some of the games really weren't close. Toronto lost game 2 by 22 points, and they also lost game 3 by 21 points. Now, they started off strong in game 4. Of course, they did not have point guard Kyle Lowry for the last 2 games, and they started off strong in game 4, but then they ultimately lost by 7 points at home, and then they were eliminated. And now there is a possibility that you could see a completely different Toronto Raptors team take the court when the 2017-2018 NBA season begins. It all started yesterday when point guard Kyle Lowry announced that he is going to opt out of his deal. And, you know, he's talking about he's seeking a ring, but at the same time, he is seeking a big-time payday. And, you know, it really didn't help his case over the weekend when he sat out game 3 and game 4 with an ankle injury, because, I mean, this is the playoffs right here, and you expect guys to try to go out there and at least compete and put it all on the line. And he didn't do that when his team needed him the most. Now, he did put up career numbers this season, as he averaged a career high in points with 22.4 points. And you look at his assists, as he was up there with 7 assists per contest. Wasn't his best season with the assists, but it is still one of his top seasons. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, Lowry is a quality point guard, but, you know, in the eyes of some people, he did not do himself a good service over the weekend by sitting out when his team needed him the most. Now, there's going to be a litany of free agents on this Toronto Raptors team. You look at big man Serge Ibaka, whom they acquired from the Orlando Magic this season for a first-round pick, and now Toronto definitely wants to try to go out there and re-sign him. Patrick Patterson, who has been a quality reserve in the front court for the Raptors, he's scheduled to be a free agent, as is P.J. Tucker, who the Raptors acquired during the season from the Phoenix Suns, and these are key components to this team. Now, you still have DeMar DeRozan, who was a star player, and he averaged more than 27 points per contest this season. Jonas Valanciunas is continuing to develop his skills as a solid big man and contributor for the Raptors, but it's going to be interesting to see how general manager Masai Ujiri and head coach Dwayne Casey are going to be able to put this team together for the upcoming season. Now, it's a situation, it all begins with Lowry. What is he going to do? That is the elephant in the room. And if the Raptors lose Lowry, I got a feeling that this could be a different team next year. But if the Raptors are able to bring him back and add some pieces, it's going to be interesting to see how far they can go in the playoffs next year. But the bottom line is Toronto needs consistent scoring from their front court. I said when they got Ibaka, it was an upgrade, but it wasn't going to be enough to get past the Cavs. And we saw what happened as Toronto got swept. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how Ujiri can do this. But first and foremost, like I said, you got to try to get Lowry back. So this will be a very, very, very important offseason, probably the most important in franchise history for the Toronto Raptors. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, Please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.